So can you tell me just a little bit about sort of Uncle Bob's, where it sort of started and where it grew to now?
Yeah, so Uncle Bob's was started in 1985 by my grandfather, Robert, who is affectionately called Uncle Bob, and that's where we got the name from. After that, he ran it for really only under a year, and then my dad and mom, who were recently married at the time, took it over while they were also growing tobacco. And since that point, my parents have run the company along with my brother and my sister and myself. And a few helpers that we have come in as well. And yeah, it's just kind of continued to grow and grow. And it's getting to a point where we're getting fairly happy with the business. We're starting to see a lot more traction and whatnot. And yeah, it's going well for us.
So are you growing the corn and then processing it to popcorn?
Yeah. So popcorn itself is a specific seed and breed of corn. It's just like when you grow sweet corn, you can't turn sweet corn into field corn or vice versa. It's completely different. So it's a completely different seed and growth pattern and everything. So we plant it and we grow it. And then when we harvest it, it has a unique harvesting aspect to it, different drying aspect, storage, a lot of that. And then we have a full processing facility at our property as well for cleaning and packaging of the popcorn too.
Okay, so when someone out there gets a package of Uncle Bob's popcorn, it has, like, it's not going through a third party or anything like that?
No, nope. We plant, grow, harvest, store, dry, package everything ourselves, which is quite unique for a popcorn company, because if you look at any of the larger manufacturers, which are mainly based out of the U.S., it's all contract growing, so you're going to have one company growing it or a farmer growing it and then it being passed on to the manufacturer who's going to store it and process it. We touch every single aspect of it.
You mentioned that it's harvested differently. What sort of differences are there between like you harvesting popcorn from the field versus someone who's harvesting, say, you know, whether it be yellow corn or, you know, the peaches and cream version that we're all used to barbecuing and eating on the weekend?
Yeah, so we harvest it with a regular combine. There's just some special aspects that make it gentler on the kernels, because if you scratch or crack a kernel, it's not like field corn where it's just going to go be processed into, you know, any other object. As soon as you damage that kernel, it's not going to pop, so it's basically useless to us. So it's just a lot gentler of a process.
Any plans for development in the future or where you can see this going?
Yeah, we're talking to new customers every day. We're always looking to grow the company. You know, everybody is with farming. You kind of need to keep really expanding or you're going to lose your spot at this point is generally the way it's going. So, yeah, we're always looking to grow and get larger, you know, and in the scope of things, we're still a very small company as far as popcorn grower and manufacturer goes. You know, we're growing millions of pounds of corn, but there's companies out there that grow hundreds of millions of pounds of corn and process that in years. So, you know, when you look at it from that aspect, we're not that big, but, you know, we're proud of what we've built. That's for sure.
Fantastic. And if someone wants to pick up Uncle Bob's, is there somewhere local that people can find it?
Yeah, there's a lot of local spots. Picard's Peanuts locations carry a good variety of our products. Food Basics in Simcoe and all surrounding areas carry a couple of our products. Wilkinson's Grocer in Delhi carries a good variety of our products as well, and they've been doing that for a while. And then Apple Place in Simcoe as well would be another local one. So there's a lot of opportunities. Oh, and Cider Keg Farm Market as well. They're a great supporter of us. So lots of different places around you can do that. You can also order online off of our website, either for delivery or pickup. And that's OntarioPoppingCorn.com. And yeah, there's a lot of different ways to get it. That's for sure.